For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So college football, you referenced that just in relation to the draft and some of the talent and everything out there. We know that there still has to be plenty of tweaks with this college football playoff updated system we had. We saw how there was maybe some issues with who got bye weeks and the way everything was seeded, and we knew they were going to change some things up. Well, there's some speculation out there from Brett McMurphy that one possibility to determine seeding, and this is going on with the annual spring meetings right now in Dallas, who knows if it'll be impacted right away, but one possibility as a compromise for those that are trying to figure out how conferences earn automatic bids through their play each season, a model in which each Power Four league can earn guaranteed spots through a combination of its team's overall records and maybe even TV ratings, according to a source, could be presented.
Boo.
The highest ranked conferences would earn the most automatic bids. They're basically just saying the quiet part out loud. We always say, when we see these, oh, they gave it to the bigger school, the school that's going to bring more eyeballs and it's going to be more entertaining and all that. And I, look, the reality is it's all about money and TV ratings are where the money is coming from. Spoiler. So I get it, but this sucks. If in fact that is something they would specifically put in writing as how they determine it. We all kind of figure that it might be happening anyway, but to potentially go down that path where they wouldn't even hide it anymore, that they would choose, let's just use, I'll just keep Ohio State. If it's a year in which they're a fringe team for an automatic bid, but they're going up against, I don't know, a team from the Big 12 where their TV ratings maybe aren't as good, and they're going to side with Ohio State because it's better TV ratings. Now, we would have joked in the past, we would have just said, well, they're choosing Ohio State because it's Ohio State. It's essentially the same thing. It's just they're going to actually put it maybe in writing, Cody?
I think everybody who ever claimed that college athletes are the one ruining college sports owe an apology. This will ruin college sports. Let's just pretend that competition and winning and games mean absolutely nothing. And instead, if you are the Buckeyes, congratulations and welcome to the college football playoff. If they do this, I might quit watching college football because then it's a joke. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The games don't matter. The players don't matter. If they're just saying it's going to be Notre Dame versus Alabama versus Ohio State, which it is, by the way, to be clear, 90% of the time. But in the rare occasion that a team pulls itself up by the bootstraps and actually finds their way deserving of a college football playoff spot, they're just going to stick in Georgia anyway because they get better TV ratings. Well, then it's a joke.
Yeah, I don't like it. Let me be clear, though. I don't like it. Let me be clear. This is for automatic bids only. This is not saying that that's how the everything else will get determined. Just for the auto bids. But yes, I'm with you.
You would take somebody who wins the SEC over the Big 12 team that wins just based off of ratings alone. I think it's interesting. Cody, you're right. Ohio State and Georgia are probably going to make it anyways, but it should be because of what they do on the field, not a handout. Again, I think this all goes to show, similar to the leadership thing and all the stuff regarding Nico Iamaliava, it's the same thing here. When you have TV executives and athletic directors running the show, this is what we can expect. And it's another warning sign of, hey, the NCAA sat on their hands and didn't do anything, and college football needs leadership badly where it's about the players and the coaches and the team and the people that play the game, as old as that sounds. It's about the people who play the game, not about the people who make the most money off of it. Because if the product is good, if it's the best possible product, the ratings are going to come anyways. It's not like they're trying to gain ratings or they're trying to make it a point to do that, because it, makes no sense.
The part that really gets me is that this all feels like a repackaging by the SEC and the Big Ten for the same thing they were asking before, which is, hey, we want more spots. Like, cool it on the greed. You already got the biggest TV package. You already have the best schools. They want to do what ended up failing in European soccer. They're like, what we actually want is a Super League where we're the only people who are invited to the party because we're the big dogs on the street. We don't care about equality. We just want everything. They want to consume it all like a Langolier all of a sudden and just eat up every conceivable ounce of profit. It's ludicrous. Mm-hmm. They can just choose. They already have enough and they can't take that's enough. So they're like repackaging the original thing, which was, well, we get 6 automatic qualifiers and the other leagues get 2. And instead packaging is, okay, we each get 3, but if there's a 4th spot up for grabs, it goes to the team with the highest ratings, which will be us because we're the SEC or the Big Ten.
Well, and
like, that's just a terrible way to go about it.
And when you, Cody, when you have the representation, when you have Greg Sankey making key decisions on the sport, it's always going to go that way. When you have ESPN, I know ESPN gets thrown under the radar because I don't think they deserve as much blame, but when you have ESPN, who is partnered directly with the SEC, televising all these games, they're going to lean in a certain direction when it comes to their product. So I think that there's a lot of things that have come out over the last week and a half or so where it's just unveiling again, a reminder to everybody that it's a complete, like, Pandora's box has been opened in regards to how the sport is run, not even the ins and outs of the portal and name, image, and likeness, which, to your point, Cody, is not ruining college football. It's these sorts of things where the decisions that are being made are not for the sport's best interest. Therefore, money's best interest, which, if
that's not
the sport
new, is not
in best
concept.
Interest, then money's going to go away. Exactly.
Not a new concept. I mean, conference realignment began because of money and TV revenue and TV ratings, and this is just adding on to that.
Here
we are, 15 plus years later since realignment really started happening around college football. And again, I think when we see rankings come out for college football, even this year or 2 years ago, 5 years ago, we all kind of assumed a team might be getting a leg up because of their brand, because of the conference they're in. They might just be saying what we've always known. So in a weird way, like, I don't like it, but also I actually don't know if it's really changing much from what's already been going on behind closed doors anyway.
Like, it might have already been boards even uglier.
For sure.
I mean, it's definitely been going on. This goes back to the Florida State thing. Yeah. That was all about TV nonsense.
So we'll see if this gets enacted for this upcoming year. They've got meetings going on in Dallas right now. There's a chance this is something that doesn't get put in writing anytime soon. But the fact that's being discussed, obviously, should be a little concerning for some college sports fans.